AWVN. Well, Stephen, I said I was going to do it, and I said I was going to do it, and today I thought, you know, I came in here this afternoon, I got on the radio, powered it up, found this repeater, at least checked out, made sure I could hit it, and then I got on the link system. I chatted with a few other guys for a while, was off, and then back and chatted with him some more, and left the radio turned on and all set up, so when 6 o'clock came around, I could just walk in and sit down. So I'm glad to be here. Sorry it took so long. I still remember Tom, NADGD, actually stopping at my house to check the setup when I first got my Yaesu FDM-100, which is still here, Tom. Thank you very much. Appreciate you doing that. And, yeah, and I have talked to Tom for on and off, sometimes not for quite a while, but for many years now. But, well, hopefully we get a few more check-ins, and I know that you've set this net up as a round-robin net also, like the Insomniac net, which is, it's fun because you can have more than one topic, and you can really discuss things very well. So with that, I will send it on to N8DGD, Tom, from N8WVN. Go ahead, Tom.
N8WVN. Okay, John, thanks. N8DGD. Yeah, boy, you got a good memory. I remember stopping by that time. I don't know, I just thought if I could help at all or not, but... Yeah, it's been so long, I forgot most of that, but anyway, yeah, very good. Yeah, a nice chat here with a guy named Dave. He's in Clio, Michigan, actually, Clio, Michigan. And he got in on, he got in through the, I guess it'd be All-Star. So he brought up the node or something. I mean, I think he brought up the node. So anyway, a nice chat this morning. And had a cup of coffee, and him and I were just going back at it in a little bit there. So nice to nice to run into him. And he has a nice went to the QRZ website, and he had lots of information, especially about repeaters. So apparently he's done quite a bit of that. And I don't think he was even running a radio. I think he was running running his computer to get into things. I'm not sure what kind of interface you'd have to use, because I think All-Star you need to go through a radio, but he must have had something prior to that. So there's so many different connections and different things you can do. John, maybe in your next go-around, you can let me know what's, I think you're on a repeater over there in Grand Haven, and I can't remember if you're doing the, if maybe you're doing the system fusion or not over there, or if that's just, if you're pretty much analog over there, FM analog, but that'd be good to know. But, yeah, so I like the idea of going to the White Caps. That's another, I haven't done that in quite some time, so that would be fun. Get a group of people together and do something like that, maybe family members or whatever, so that would be a good time out. And I always enjoy going there. But, yeah, I guess that's about it here. Yeah, weather-wise, just been cleaning up the walkway here, and didn't have too much here to do, and it's pretty much all cleared up now, so if we don't get any more snow, that would be fine with me. Quite a bit of it already. So anyway, still got a little few vestiges of my cold flu thing going on, but it's pretty much, I'm a lot better now. Anyway, we'll swing it over there to you, Steve, and and see what's been going on with you there. This is NABGD.